What is truth? It's Pilate's question. What is truth? Now, before you start thinking that Pilate was the first postmodern man, we have to be aware of what John means when he uses truth in his gospel. Because John uses that word often, and whenever you see that word truth in John's gospel, substitute real or reality. Because by truth, John means that which is real. And Good Friday grabs us by the scruff of the neck and makes us face that which is real. It forces us to look at the reality of life, to remove all the deceptions that we've piled on top of it. Good Friday makes us stand up and be overwhelmed by the Almighty. We hear the passion of Jesus. Yet again, it feels like every time I come into this church, we're doing the passion of Jesus. And you know, sometimes it can be just too much. There's too much cruelty. There's too much sadness. Too much unfairness, too much pain. I don't want to be reminded of this passage because I see myself in it only too well. Perhaps we all see ourselves in the passion only too well. There's Judas, the betrayer. Maybe Peter, the denier, the coward. Pilate, the appeaser. All he wants is for this conflict to end quickly. No matter how, just end it. The soldiers, cruel, striking pain into others. The Jewish authorities vying for power, leadership, influence. Or maybe we find ourselves as one of the crowd, just apathetic to the evil that's going on around us. Deny it all we want. We still have our part to play in the passion play. And we play those parts very, very well, sometimes even better than the original characters. But no matter what we are feeling this night, and there is a lot, no matter our deeds, good or bad, no matter what we choose, no matter what we want. Truth is that Jesus endured the cross for us. For you, for me, for all peoples, at all times, in all places. With arms wide, arms inviting, arms embracing, all that come to him. No matter our faults or failures, no matter the cowardice, no matter our sins, with arms wide, Jesus embraces us. And in that embrace, we find salvation. Praised be Jesus Christ.